Gold River. Her friends reported her missing. Air One scanned the area, found her. Fire department made the rescue. Speculation now has Jim Prentice running for premier from an Edmonton riding. So what happened to Justice Minister Jonathan Dennis? Will he run? Dennis tells Chad News.
We've indicated from day one that we'll make a decision after the legislative session is done.
And that'll be next month. I'm Bob Layton for 630 Chad.
And 630 Chad Guaranteed Weather brought to you by the World Financial Report on Radio with Harold Siegel Saturday at 3 p.m. Call 1-866-623-2002. Beautiful morning out there. We'll get up to 18 today, 7 overnight tonight. Even warmer tomorrow. Nicholas talking 20 for tomorrow with a mixture of sun and cloud. Thursday, cloudier conditions, a high of 16, but then it gets cool for the weekend. 8 for Friday, only 7 for Saturday, a 30% chance of showers. Yeah, maybe some rain and wet snow mixed in together on Sunday, the same kind of highs then. It's minus 1 at the airport this morning in the city. Winds are southwest 6, 2 degrees in the south side, and 3 downtown.
Have you heard? May is Better Hearing Month, so it's the perfect time to learn about your hearing and how to improve it. This week on Talk to the Experts, Marianne Uhas and Landon Woodruff from Alberta Hearing Service will be joining us to discuss your hearing. Discover the latest in hearing technology and the benefits it provides. Don't let a hearing loss become a hearing problem. The hearing care professionals at Alberta Hearing Service can help you hear better today. To learn more, tune in Saturday at noon on 630 Chad.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, the Shrine Circus is back. May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. 5 shows featuring unimaginable stunts, amazing feats, and that's not all.
Tickets $15 each, available through the Shrine office at 780-413-3400 or via Ticketmaster for 15 plus service charge.
Camels, tigers, high wires, trapeze, and more.
The Edmonton Shrine Circus, May 2nd to 4th at the Edmonton Expo Center, Hall D. Call 413-3400 for your tickets today. Proceeds support the good work of Shriners in your community.
Trust is a word that a lot of contractors use. Gino Renovations wants you to know exactly why you can trust them to replace your windows and doors. By designing, manufacturing, installing, and providing a warranty for every window you buy, Gino controls every phase of the process. At the end of the day, they want to guarantee you'll be happy with every aspect of your window renovation. Gino Renovations, earning your trust since 1947. Find out more at Gino.com.
You step up to the tee and take in your surroundings. Historic grasslands, ancient mountains, and crystal blue lakes. You crushed it. A perfect drive, 300 yards right down the fairway. And that's when you realize you're dreaming. So maybe the 300-yard drive is unrealistic, but you can make the rest of your golf dreams come true with a little help from Predator Ridge and 630 Chad. For your chance to win an amazing weekend at the Okanagan Valley's Predator Ridge Resort, including 2 nights accommodation, 2 rounds of golf, all meals, and much more, visit 630ched.com.
John Arden is coming September 8th. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. There'll be more Beat the Box Office tickets tomorrow. 7:50, 10 to 8 at 6:30, Chad. Derek Medema is a researcher with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada in Ottawa. We gave Derek a call this morning. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You have a concern, and it has to do with seniors, I guess, Derek.
Yes, it does. My concern is specifically around social isolation among seniors. And just to put that into regular language, I think you could, your listeners could picture someone who either living in a city in an apartment, either lives by themselves or becomes a widow or a widower. Their children have moved far away. Their friends have either moved away or are dying. And in their older age, they find themselves more and more alone, and they become isolated. And my research in looking at what's out there in terms of peer-reviewed research found that that sort of isolation can have real physical consequences as people age.
What are some of the physical consequences just being lonely can do to you, Derek?
Well, it's more than just being lonely. It's being isolated that way. Being alone and isolated. You can there were studies, for example, that showed that being socially isolated has a greater effect on early mortality, has as great an effect on dying early as smoking less than 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow, really?
And it can also bring out things like difficulty with doing daily tasks, making it difficult to reach things in high cupboards, making it difficult to walk upstairs, You know, it can have a whole range of issues. It can lead to chronic illness, can lead to depression, which maybe is understandable if a person's feeling alone and isolated with no hope of getting out of it, how they could become depressed. So it can spin out in a whole lot of ways, which can lead to earlier death, or at the very, you know, or can greatly complicate life and make life a whole lot difficult, a whole lot more difficult for people as they age.
I would think that people in this situation, it would be almost like a black hole, because they're not in a situation where they're going to feel like going out and meeting people. How can we keep our eyes open for someone like this who might be in this situation, Darren?
Well, that becomes a really, really local issue. Get to know your neighbors. There was a case recently in Toronto of a 94-year-old woman who ended up being defrauded by her live-in cleaner. That was only found out by a delivery person for her pharmacy.
Wow, man, oh man, yeah.
Local connections, getting to know your neighbors, getting to recognize people who may be, you know, sitting in the lobby of a retirement residence, sitting there alone, getting to recognize people you regularly. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily see them on the street, but just getting to know your neighbors. And I think also, I mean, I had a response to this paper from someone who works in trying to connect seniors in the York region in Ontario. They recognized that their main struggle was finding the seniors to help. So I think also for all of those listeners who live far away from their parents, maybe it's maybe it would be a good and a solid thing to somehow find a service like that in your local area and get your parents connected to that.
Well, that's a great idea. Seniors are such a wealth of information. I mean, I love talking with seniors, hearing their stories, and they have so much wisdom to share. And it's just a shame that this resource is getting compartmentalized and lost here somehow, Derek. I'm sorry to hear this.
Well, it is, and yeah. I certainly agree. I mean, my own grandfather was a wealth of wisdom from his life experience, and you know, the seniors can. The issue here is also that with the aging of the baby boomers, who just started to turn 65 in 2011, if we cast out 20, 30 years when those first boomers will be entering their late 80s, early 90s, and those numbers increase just by virtue of getting into that older age, then this sort of isolation becomes more and more likely. As I said, you know, siblings die away, friends die, children may have moved away, grandchildren may be living far away, that the family connections may not be there for, you know, geographical issues or other issues, and then the neighborhood, the neighbors, the other aspects of community around those people need to step in and do their best help people stay out of social isolation.
We need to keep our eyes open. I'm going to direct people to your website. Is it imfcanada.org?
Yes, www.imfcanada.org.
Okay, good. And so we'll just keep our eyes open and see if there's someone we can help and brighten up their day, and in so doing, brighten ours. Derek, thank you. It was great talking to you.
Okay,
thank you. All right.
6:30 Chad Chopper Traffic.
Let's head up to Chad One and see what's going on at this point on the drive-in. And here's Rob Johnson.
Oh, we just spotted a new accident. This is on 75th Street southbound at 78th Avenue. You want to stay right to get around this. Southbound 75th Street really jamming up. I just back you up to around 101st Avenue in the south. Not getting much better on the Henday eastbound as we've got this vehicle fire in between the Calgary Trail Gateway exits. You're down to one lane. It's not even really a lane. You're being detoured onto the far left shoulder. Eastbound traffic on the Henday backing up well past Terwilliger. Traffic from OK Tire, where they treat you like family with warranty approved service. So relax, knowing your vehicle and warranty are well taken care of. OK Tire, honestly driven. Your next report in 10 minutes with your 6:30 Chad Chopper Traffic on the Fours. I'm Rob Johnson.
We love marble, travertine, glass, mosaic. If it's a ceramic tile, we love it. And we love everything that makes it work, like grout, sealer, and thinset. I'm Dom, the owner of Northland Construction Supplies. It's our proud Italian family's passion to take our 36 years of experience in construction products and deliver the best materials and advice for your tile project. We're Northland. Come see us at one of our five locations across the province or online at everythingceramic.ca.
This is Home Insurance 101 with another easy tip to help prevent water damage. like checking water supply lines for leaks or loose connections, and inspecting washing machine hoses for cracks. Do this regularly, like every Easter or when you change your clocks, to help you stay safe and dry. Intact Insurance is evolving how we look after the people and things that matter to you most. Find more tips and checklists to help prevent damage to your home at insuranceisevolving.com.
I've read all those 60 is the new 40 think pieces, and I don't buy it. Because 40-year-olds pay full price.
This Tuesday is Seniors Day at Hudson's Bay. Customers 60 and over take an extra 15% off their purchases. And during Bay Days, it includes our sales on fashion, footwear, home decor, bedding, and more. So much to love, including your age. Bay Days, our lowest prices of the season, only at Hudson's Bay and thebay.com.
It's a 7:57 at 6:30. Chad, by the way, Brian just called that ladder in the middle of the Capilano Bridge is gone now, so somebody will be able to have better access to their eaves to get the leaves and things cleaned out, I'm sure. Hopefully someone benefited from that. Speaking of seniors, by the way, story here this morning from Hayward, California. She is the most senior of the senior class of 2014 at age 100. Mildred Principe has finally gotten her high school diploma. Says Mildred dropped out eight decades ago to get married. Earlier this week, she was honored at Hayward's High School, where she remembers everything she says, which can be both a blessing and a curse. Never too late. There you go. Brian passed this along to me. I didn't see this last night. Dancing with the Stars, the latest celebrity to exit, took some shots at some of the others on the way out. Here's Jason Nathanson.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes survived 7 weeks on the show, longer than she thought she'd make it. Monday night she was voted off, and when I asked her if she thought any of her fellow housewives should do the show...
No. I feel like you have to have work ethic to do this show. You work every single day, 6 hours, you know, a day. There is no off day.
Leakes and the other ladies don't always get along. As for Dancing with the Stars, Ice dancer Meryl Davis goes into next week, again atop the leaderboard. Actor James Maslow is on the bottom. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
NeNe Leakes was on the Celebrity Apprentice a couple of seasons back. Seemed very pleasant. 7:58.
Roger, Small Business Help Center.
Yeah, I own a moving company. I get 10 guys with 10 different data plans. Some guys go over, some don't use the data I pay for. What a waste.
Oh, you need Roger's Share Everything for Business, a new plan that lets employees share one big pool of data.
Yeah?
Everyone gets the data they need, and it's more cost-effective than buying individual plans.
Huh, I'm in.
That's a good move.
Oh, funny.
Sign up now and get a bonus 1 gig of data on the $105 a month Share Everything plan for business. Conditions apply.
Okay, people, let's talk turkey. Tim Hortons has a delicious new turkey sausage breakfast sandwich. What's inside? Turkey sausage, seasoned egg, cheesy goodness. Outside, a toasty English muffin. Calories, 330. Yepers, 330 calories. That's redonkulous. Is it juicy? You bet. Delicious? Keep betting. Want more deliciousness? Try it in a combo with Tim's new bigger, crispy, golden hash brown and premium blend coffee. Now, where can you get all this utterly redonkulous deliciousness? Well, at Tim's. Tim Hortons, at participating restaurants.
Does your deck need work? Does your fence need painting? Is it time to freshen up the house trim? Handyman Connection will do it all, from backyard to decks and beyond. All work is insured and guaranteed. Make Handyman Connection your one call for trusted home improvements.
Get it done right, done quick, guaranteed. Call 1-800-88-HANDY. 1-800-88-HANDY.
CHED, 630 Shed, Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
Have provincial Tories found a white knight? It's Tuesday, April 29th. From the 630 Shed 24-hour news center, I'm Bob Layton at 8 o'clock. We've got 4 degrees on the way to 17 today, 19 tomorrow. One suggestion making the rounds in Calgary about Jim Prentice and any run for the Tory leadership is that when it's time to get elected, he'll run in Edmonton. 630 Chad Scott Johnson spoke with a political scientist based in Calgary.
Dwayne Bratt says he's heard from his sources that Dave Hancock would retire, leaving Edmonton White Mud to Jim Prentice. That would give him a solid base in both major cities and key support from within cabinet.
I bet you he'll have a lot of support. Doug Horner was saying nice things about him this morning. Horner's not going to run now. No serious candidate's going to run now.
And what do you think happens with Hughes?
Well, Hughes is still in it. Maybe he's the new finance minister. I don't know. But Hughes is in it because they need a race.
That's what the summer barbecue circuit's all about. To tour, get the word out, and put a fresh face on the party. Scott Johnson, 630 CHED News.
Police say without Air One's ability to turn night into day, a helpless young woman might not have survived a long, cold night trapped in the river. 630 CHED's Ed Mason explains how she was rescued.
Friends had gathered around a fire pit near the Kinsman Fieldhouse when the woman went for a walk. She hadn't returned after nearly 2 hours, and it was dark. Friends called police. Since officers couldn't see anything in the gloom, Air One got overhead and fired up the night sun spotlight. That